ballots have been mailed out for Alaska's special primary election. And no injuries were reported in a minor traffic accident on Main Street in Haines over the weekend, but it's happened before. And a crew set sail from Wrangell in search of a century-old cannery shipwreck. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Ballots have been mailed for the special primary election to fill Alaska's lone U.S. House seat left vacant after the death of Representative Don Young. For the primary election, voters will choose one candidate from a field of 48. State Division of Elections Director Gail Fenumaya says it's important voters read all the directions before casting their ballot.
Vote your ballot, get it back, make sure you sign, provide an identifier and have it witnessed, and get it postmarked on or before Election Day. There's no postage required.
If you make a mistake, Fenumaya says voters can contact any Division of Elections office for assistance or to request a replacement ballot.
So if someone makes a mistake on their ballot, their by-mail ballot, and does not have an opportunity to ask for a replacement ballot, they can draw a line through their mistake and write no, and then go and fill in the oval of their correct choice.
Mailed-in ballots must be postmarked by June 11th and received by June 21st. And though every registered voter is mailed a ballot, residents can still vote in person if they'd prefer. Early voting starts May 27th in many communities, including Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway. Registration for the special primary election is still open. The deadline is this Friday, May 12th. For a list of all 48 candidates or communities offering in-person voting, or to register to vote, go to alaska.elections.gov. A Whitehorse-based tour bus driver accidentally sideswiped the corner roof of a Haines clothing and gift shop on Main Street Sunday morning. There were no injuries, and the owner says it has happened before on that tricky corner. The accident happened just after 10 a.m. Sunday morning when a bus driver with a Whitehorse-based Standard Bus Contracting Company was driving an empty tour bus from the Captain's Choice Motel down 2nd Avenue. The driver turned right onto Main Street, sideswiping the first floor corner of the overhang, which tore off. The accident also shattered two windows on the right side of the bus. Haynesboro police responded to the traffic accident. There were no passengers or injuries, and all parties were cooperative, according to Officer Max Juicy. Mike Ward is the owner of the building, which houses the clothing and gift shop store Caroline's Closet. He said he was in the office when he got the call and was initially upset, but glad no one was hurt.
Luckily, nobody was walking by and the bus didn't have any passengers on.
He estimates the cost of damage to be between $5,000 to $6,000 and was told the company's insurance would cover it. Ward says he plans to modify the design of the building so the corner doesn't stick out so far because this kind of thing has happened before.
We had an angle iron deal with two flag holders on it that we put flags in at times, and we had it painted orange, and it was designed to tear off if somebody hit it, and it stuck out a little further. And 2 weeks ago, a boat hit it, and we haven't had a chance to put it back on.
The bus driver helped Ward sweep up broken glass on the corner, apologizing for the accident, but declined to give KHNS his name. There is no designated tour bus route in Haines. An 8-person crew of scientists, artists, and divers are trying to locate the site of one of the deadliest shipwrecks in Alaska history. As KTSK's Sage Smiley reports, expedition members say they hope to find the wreck and shine a light on the disparity of the tragic deaths.
It's a dramatic spring evening in Wrangell, black clouds and sharp shadows in the golden hour sun. Alaska artist Ray Troll is standing at Reliance Harbor, watching a gray metal box swing from one of the yellow cranes built into the dock. It's being lowered onto the deck of a 72-foot black and white ship.
Those are oxygen tanks, I believe, for scuba diving. They're very heavy.
Troll is part of an 8-person expedition searching for the wreck of the Star of Bengal, an iron-hulled Alaska Packers Association salmon packing ship that went down in a storm in 1908 off the coast of Coronation Island here in southeast Alaska. The group includes a remote sensing specialist, a marine archaeologist, a researcher, an artist and writer, a Wrangell commercial fisherman, and a boat dog named Bella. They're all sailing on the Alaska Endeavor with a U. It's a former U.S. Army boat built in 1956, owned by Patsy Urschel and her husband.
I think of this as a right brain, left brain kind of a project. So it's got the scientific aspects of it, of discovery, but it also has the cultural pieces too.
For expedition captain Bill Urschel, the project stands out from other shipwreck explorations because of the story of the Star of Bengal.
This is a special wreck because of the cultural significance. It's not just a ship that went down, it's a social system that went down with it.
All but one of the 111 cannery workers from China, Japan, and the Philippines on board the Star of Bengal died on September 20th, 1908, when the ship sank. 15 of the 36 white crew died.
I think that's where that sense of injustice really kicked in for me.
Tessa Holes is a writer and visual artist and a member of the Endeavor crew looking for the wreck. For the last 5 years, she's been working on a graphic novel exploring three generations of her family, from the communist takeover of Shanghai to the United States. She says that for the white men who died aboard the Star of Bengal, there's plenty of information. Full names, ranks, even insurance payouts to spouses.
And then you try and find any information about any of the Asian passengers, and it's always, and about 100 Orientals, Asiatics, or a word I'm not going to say. You know, it's just, they get so lumped together.
There are conflicting reports about how exactly the Star of Bengal went down in 1908 and what the abandoned ship looked like. But some firsthand accounts tell of the mates and masters of the vessel, all white, leaving the ship without freeing the cannery workers who were locked in the ship's forward hold. She says the story of the wreck says a lot about Asian people's struggles throughout America's history.
It's this incredible microcosm that tells about a century of how Asian Americans were first coming to this country, what the practices were with them being migrant workforces.
In all likelihood, Hulls says the Endeavor crew will never be able to find the names of all of the Asian cannery workers who were killed when the Star of Bengal went down.
But I think telling the story of why we can't find their names is the closest that we're going to get to justice on this.
Wrangell commercial fisherman and diver Gig Decker believes he found the wreck of the Star of Bengal more than three decades ago and has been working ever since to research and pique interest in the story of the wreck.
You know, the ship was from Wrangell. They worked here, and they're a part of my industry. And, you know, I feel, you know, an obligation.
Already, there's a place set out at the Wrangell Mariners Memorial to honor those who died in the wreck of the Star of Bengal, in a large part thanks to Decker. For Troll, who calls himself a connector and brought much of the 8-person crew together, the mission to find and authenticate the wreck is about respecting the humanity of the victims of the sinking, who have since become victims of history.
I think this is a story about respecting their humanity, and there were certain people that were, their humanity was respected, and others it was total disrespect. And I hope that what we're doing here is maybe trying to bring that respect and to honor them in some way.
The journey of the Endeavor and its 8-person expedition crew started Friday morning at the old APA cannery site, about where Wrangell's airport now stands. From there, it traces the 82 miles out to Coronation Island, the same route as the Star of Bengal, where they'll spend a week documenting their efforts to find its wreck. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.